These are some of the typical foodstuffs found in Pompeii. For example, the dried fava beans, similar to lima beans, in the little dish you see in this case, were a staple of the local diet. If we were transported back to ancient Pompeii, we wouldn't find the food to be that different from our own. Sally Granger is the author of Cooking with Apicius, a modern cookbook based on ancient Roman recipes.
Roman food is basically the Mediterranean diet that we know and love today. High in meat, but also vegetables and fruit and bread. It's a balanced diet.
Fava beans, such as these, were quite common in the meals of peasants, laborers, and slaves. They usually would have been boiled and then flavored.
Think of beans and bacon in a stew, very easy to cook, and almost certainly eaten every day for many people, and extremely nutritious, as we know. There's a great deal of goodness in beans. It is actually an entire meal.
However, modern eaters should be warned that the seasoning was distinctly Roman.
Many of the spices are quite unusual and they're quite complex in their use. They use a lot of honey and vinegar. They use a special ingredient called fish salt, and this adds the salt flavour. It's a sweet and sour combination and very spicy with things like cumin and coriander. So we would recognise many of the flavours, but we would find them strange in combination.